you talk about stud horses, male horse. What about the female horse? What would you call her?
Mare.
How many horses would your father usually have?
It was nothing for him to have 8 or 10. At times, he hauled a lot of lumber and cross ties.
I guess you ride very much.
I drove them sometimes. But there'd be a little sawmills, like that staying mill we're talking about, and whatnot. Then usually they'd get him to deliver to Oneida to a car or whatever. And he managed to make a living and didn't make a lot of money.
I guess he would need a pretty good number of horses.
Yeah.
As the odd things are to have a good number of horses around, really never rolling very much.
Some of my older brothers, they rode some. Very little I ever rode. I never did care for it.
If you're riding long on a horse, couldn't stay on yourself at all.
At all.
You know, you see the kids, they go to bed and they were in the crib when they went to sleep and they woke up on the floor the next morning, he was like, well, I fell.
Fell off of that.
If you wanted to put shoes on a horse, what would you put those on his
hoofs?
Did you ever have to shoe the horses?
Yeah.
Is that pretty rough work?
Well, it depends a lot on the animal. Now, if that animal won't kind of stand still, it's pretty rough. And them nails, see, you first drive that nail through, then you bend it up and break it off. And that nail could give you.